This is an extra track from Reno Satsang, November 20th, 2022. This track focuses on two places that people asked questions and Sat answered.
Hi everyone. Tonight, for a study circle, we're going to be reading part one of The Four Brothers, which is on page 46 of Love and Wisdom. Just as a person's father, mother, relatives, friends, and even enemies are predetermined at the time of birth, so too are their mental relatives. These mental relatives are their beliefs, concepts, habits, and tendencies. In this manner, we can say that some people are born mentally to big families and some to small ones. Each of these relatives, whether physical or mental, is born at the same time as the body, and each one of them brings about the birth of the emotional relatives. So with the birth of the name and form, many other relatives are also born. A person's emotional relatives are his reactions towards his physical and mental relatives. If, for example, one of the mental relatives, meaning one of the thoughts that are born from the false beliefs, sparks an emotional response, that spark becomes an emotional relative. Additionally, the body is born with its own spiritual relatives. What are spiritual relatives? Spiritual relatives are people or things that will be helpful on the journey back home, or the thoughts that spark the desire to be free, to be happy, or to want to know the truth.
Several people share their understanding, and then Bahar says that she has a question regarding the very last part of the article. She reads the part that she has a question on.
Just as a fetus that develops in a mother's womb, the five elements form the thoughts from the depth, and little by little they manifest as the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of blows my mind, because I would have thought the body came first and mm-hmm. then the thoughts. So yeah.
Well, you can believe whatever you want.
No.
I'm not saying no to you. I'm just sharing my realization. I don't want to be forceful, but no.
You said once that the mind creates the body, so like it has a home.
I can get into it and really prove to her, but I don't want to. Would you continue? I think if you contemplate on it, I think it will open up for you.
I have a question. What are the five elements?
They are fire, water, ether, the earth, and air. When it manifests, is the gross aspect of the five elements. But even in your own body, there is these five elements that actually not only build the body. I'm not saying that because I know physics or I read anything. These are all intuitive. There is a fire that is related to digestion system, for example, the water, all the things. And as it is, when you make a fire in your backyard, is the grossest form of the element fire. But nevertheless, when it rises, it's very, very subtle. So it can create the subtle mind, the emotional mind. And then when it comes to the physical, it becomes a physical. And the same way when somebody passes away, they go through the same rules of the subtle, causal, and all of that. And it is tarkibe be wujud omardane. I don't know what tarkibe in English is.
Composition.
Mm-hmm. That's as much as my intuition has cleared for me.
Thank you.
And when the five elements are being used in a gross manifestation unbalancedly, there will be unbalance in the nature and the human existence. So it has been going out of whack by manipulation of the humans. So that has to go back again into the balance. Balance between water, fire, earth, air. And this has been manipulated. Again, all of this on intuition. I don't have any knowledge. I did not study it. I don't know, but that has served me very well so far. So that what I'm sharing with you could be totally against scientists. Namaste.